Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm he's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we've got Barbara Weltman on the show. Barbara is our really good friend, a longtime original member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this is Barbara's 12th anniversary show with us. She joined me the very first time on March the 30th, 1998. And she's been an absolute incredible, abiding resource and friend to us ever since. I don't know what we would have done without her. She's just been a good friend to me, and I just can't say enough about her. She's our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Wow, what an intro!
Happy anniversary, baby. It's good to have you back. Thank you for all those years.
Thank you.
Barbara, by the way, folks, is the author of, as you heard me say before, earlier in the hour, so many books. Nobody's written more books on small business taxes, tax planning, tax understanding how the tax system works, understanding the new codes, the things that are coming down the pike, how you can be prepared, make sure that you pay every nickel you're supposed to and what not one penny more. And including J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes series. And the 2010 is out now?
2010's out, and I'm working on 2011.
Right. As she always has been, folks. And I've got them all the way back to 1998. Barbara, what's out there right now? What are you seeing?
I spent yesterday going through the tax provisions in the health reform package, and
wow.
I don't think we want to talk about it. It's not a very fun topic.
It's
maybe
sickening.
We should talk about filing this year's return.
Yeah. Well, let's get this out. We need to know this, and we'll talk about the filing. I'll tell you what. Hold on. Go ahead and give us. Let's talk about right for the moment. Let's talk about what they have to do is right away. What's coming up right away? You should have already filed your corporate return or extension. Couple of weeks they need to file their personal return or extension and
estimated taxes.
Yeah, as well as LLCs and partnerships.
Correct. You have to file the income tax return for 2009
or
as an individual and as you mentioned for your partnership and LLC plus the K-1s for those entities. And you also have to make your first payment of 2010 estimated taxes.
Yeah. And unless you want it, even if you file an extension, which you can, that'll get you to October 15th, right?
That's right.
Then you still have to do the tax part.
Well, it'll get you to October 15th for your individual return and to September 15th for your partnership LLC return.
Right, which is the same time as the return
corporate.
For your corporate, which you could have extended in April, March 15th
if
you'd done that. All right. So now which one of the IRAs you can do that until April 15th, but you can't extend that, can you?
That's correct. You can put money into a regular or a Roth IRA if you're eligible up until April 15th, and it can relate to your 2009 return if you wanted to. You can also put money into a Coverdell educational savings account if you want, or to a health savings account if you were covered by a high deductible health plan in 2009. However, with these contributions, you can't get an extension, even if you get an extension for your return.
Isn't there something that extends with the extension? Isn't it one of these programs that extends with extension?
Well, what you can do is if you have a qualified retirement plan for your business, so that let's say you had a profit-sharing plan, a 401k that you had set up in 2009, you have until the extended due date of your return to put the money in.
Right.
Or if you hadn't set up a plan, but you found out you're profitable in 2009, you can still set up and put money into a SEP plan.
Right.
Until the extended due date of your return.
And you can do you can set that plan up now, can't you?
That is, you can set up a SEP now.
Right. And so find who would be likely person likely group to help them do that?
Any financial institution, typically like a mutual fund or a brokerage firm,
right.
A bank, and any financial
institution
that you want to put your investments in.
The investment division of your local bank maybe would have somebody who could help you, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and probably you need to talk to your accountant probably, and you make sure they get them to help you decide which one, because there's quite a few out there that you can do. Okay, Barbara, we're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Barbara to get over into the weeds a little bit on this health care bill and what that's going to mean for you and me from a tax standpoint. And I'll tell you, folks, as you heard me say before, it's not going to be pretty. 20 till. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. That's the Rascals bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Some people have used that term to describe me before. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Celebrating the 12th anniversary of our relationship, our partnership, our business connection, our friendship, our very close friendship with our good friend Barbara Weltman, the publisher of Big Ideas for Small Business, the author of J.K. Lasser's Guide for Tough Times, also J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2010, also 2009, also 2008. You get the picture, and on and on. And Barbara, one of the things I want you to do, and again, thanks for 12 great years. One of the things I want you to do is take us on this tour of the tax. Now, they're calling them fees. Are they calling them taxes or fees?
Well, there are some taxes, there are some fees.
So they're both.
Some excise taxes, there are some income taxes. It's all over the board. Well, there are different rules that take effect every year, some starting this year, and every year for the next several years.
I can hardly wait.
They are the most... I've been at this more than 30 years, and I have to tell you that after reading this stuff yesterday, I felt like my head was spaghetti, and that
wow.
I couldn't even get my mind around the whole scheme of it. For example, there's a small business tax credit that starts this year.
Yeah.
The purpose is simple enough. It wants to help small business owners defray the cost of coverage if they choose to provide coverage for their staff.
Right.
If they pay at least half of the premiums, they might get a credit. But the credit is so complicated as to who qualifies. The credit changes. For 4 years, it's under one system for private insurance. Then going forward after that, you only get the credit if you buy the insurance through these exchanges
right.
that are going to be set up, which we don't even know about yet.
So between now and the exchanges, you're just whatever you're spending in the marketplace. But after the exchanges are established, you don't get credit if you buy it in the open market. You only get credit if you buy it through their exchanges they set up.
That's correct, and only for 2 years.
Wow.
After that, for now. What a way to run a railroad. It's unbelievable. Plus, many of the rules, when you're working through them, are based on things that don't exist yet. In other words,
like what?
You have to pay a tax, for example, the mandate. Individuals must, at a certain point, start having their own insurance.
Right.
And large companies, meaning, 50 employees, over 50 employees, will have to do something meaningful towards
right.
that, whatever that is.
Or be fined.
Or be penalized, exactly.
Yep.
But what the pay is dependent on what the cost of these plans are, which we don't know yet.
We don't know. So what you're saying is, if I'm trying to and this, some people might think that I'm stretching this a little bit, but folks, there are people out there who are looking 4, 5, 6 years out with their investment in their business, with the growth of their company, and they're trying to plan for all that. Well, taxes come into that. What you're saying, Barbara, is that's an unknown that we can't include.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
And the only thing that's, and the scary part is that it could be a very big number.
That's right. We don't know, because we don't know what these exchanges are going to look like. We don't know. The whole point of healthcare, I thought, deluded as I might have been, was to bring down the cost
right.
of health coverage. And we don't have any inkling that this is going to do that in any way, shape, or form.
Well, here's the reason why it could get ugly, Barbara. Nobody, I don't think anybody believes the numbers they're giving us on what this is going to cost. I think you can look at Social Security and Medicare and the post office and Amtrak and know that it's going to cost more than we thought. The government doesn't have that money, so it's going to come out of our pockets.
No question about it. And that brings to another provision. This provisions of upping the Medicare tax on high-income people, but now it's really not based so much on just your earnings. It has to do with whether you're a joint filer.
Holy mackerel.
There's going to be another Medicare tax on your unearned income.
Now, Barbara, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
That's what you read in the law.
Yeah, I read the law.
But you and I both know, and you know this more than anybody that I know, when they get through promulgating this law into action, into something that can be taken to the street, it'll look different than what you read, won't it?
Who knows? Who knows?
But I mean, aren't promulgated laws quite a bit? The execution changes when they execute it. It changes from what you read in the law.
Well, it could. I mean, the numbers aren't going to change when they put a 3.8% tax.
Right.
That's something fixed by Congress.
Right.
But how it works and all the little nuances, in other words, what is unearned income?
Right.
And when they start getting into the definition there and getting very specific, yeah, who knows how it's going to play out.
So whatever we thought we were going to spend on tax preparation, we need to increase that budget right now, right?
I would say that's a good bet.
Barbara,
yeah.
give us your website, please.
My website is BarbaraWeltman.com.
And that's where they can get your big idea every day, can't they?
They can sign up for my idea of the day, get it delivered every day to them.
It's outstanding, folks. Check it out, BarbaraWeltman.com. Barbara Weltman and I will be right back. It's 10 Till. Stay with us.
Be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode.
Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, celebrating a 12th anniversary of being a member of an original member of our Brain Trust. Barbara Weltman is back with us. She is the author of all of the J.K. Lasher's books on small business taxes. Also J.K. Lasher's Tough Times, a guide for tough times, I should say. And on, so many different books. Also a great radio show on, it's on Monday afternoons, isn't it, Barbara?
It's Monday 4 to 5 Eastern time on WSRadio.com.
So check that out. And I've been a happy guest on that show, and I'm very proud of what Barbara does for you out there, folks. She's a great resource. BarbaraWeltman.com. You got to go check out her website and see what she has to offer. Barbara, the Section 179 deductions are not changing.
Actually, under the HIRE Act that they passed several weeks ago, they're keeping the $250,000 limit for the Section 179 deduction for 2010.
Okay, just for this year?
Just for this year. No bonus depreciation. That hasn't been extended.
That didn't get extended. What about the R&D tax credit? Did that fall away?
Well, what a great question, because many, many provisions, including the research credit, expired at the end of 2009.
Right, right.
And we have this extender bill that's been sitting before Congress, and they haven't done anything. So the answer is, who knows?
So What a way to run a railroad.
How do you plan a business and allocate funds for research when you don't know if you're getting a 20% tax credit?
Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. 55%. This is going to be on the test. Pay attention. 55% of all innovations in America come from small businesses. Innovations often are things that companies put money into R&D on. And one of the reasons why they invest in those things that helps increase productivity and create wealth and pay more taxes is some kind of help from a tax credit, which they could get prior to this year. And as Barbara just said, we don't know whether it's going to be extended or not. When are they going to get around to fixing that?
Who knows? You know, they were going to put it in the jobs bill, and then it got separated from that. I don't know. It's still pending. Research credit isn't the only issue. The 15-year amortization for leasehold improvements. You know, you lease space in a retail space or a restaurant. You want to build out. Well, who knows if you're going to be able to amortize it over 15 years or not?
And see, this is an example of politicians not understanding what goes on in the marketplace. They think that everything works in the world like Washington does, don't they?
Well, you know, unless you've run a business yourself, you don't understand the practical results of these kinds of things. You can't make plans. You can't raise money. You can't. You don't even know which way to turn, and it's all because we have to wait on these things instead of having a sensible tax program which has permanent features that people can plan on in the future. We make these 1 year, 2 year extenders because of budgetary concerns.
We got to get people like that out of Washington and get people in that know how the marketplace works, Barbara. You know, one other thing on the estate tax: if you have a big estate that you're going to be bequeathing to your family, you probably should go ahead and die this year, shouldn't you, Barbara?
Well, we don't know.
No.
I mean, so far that looks like a good suggestion.
As of right now, you should go ahead and die. Go ahead and die this year because in 2010 there's no estate tax, right?
Right. However, they're talking about doing something retroactive, and we don't know, or they're giving you a choice.
So you could go ahead and off yourself, and then maybe it was all for naught.
That's exactly right. Who knows?
See, you can't even plan your own death, right?
That's it.
I'm just having some fun here, folks. Don't write me about that. Okay, Barbara, one last thing. Is it my understanding that, now see, I have HSAs. My wife and I and our employees, we use HSAs for our health insurance. We have a high deductible with a catastrophic policy. It's great. It's a wonderful plan. I love it. I recommend it to everybody. But it's my understanding that I won't be able to deduct as much of that contribution that I'm making to that as under the new health care bill?
No, I think that
I saw that it came down from 55 to 2,500.
No, that's not exactly that. The limit that you can put into flexible spending accounts has been reduced to 2,500. So that's it. They have tweaked some things, meaning that you won't be able to take distributions for over-the-counter medication.
That was another thing.
I don't think the new
health care bill likes HSAs, though. I think that's going to wind up being the enemy.
I think so, yeah.
Hey, Barbara, give us a website quickly one more time.
BarbaraWeltman.com.
Thanks for 12 great years. See you next time.
Thank you.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, what would we have done? What would we do without her? She's going to stay with us. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.